is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegebusch wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring & Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
And good evening, everybody. This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McDee. And thanks to Mother Nature this past Saturday night, many, many games in the region at the high school level were postponed, one of which was Minster at Rushi in boys basketball, rescheduled for tonight. And we are here at this fine, beautiful new Rushi Gymnasium, which was introduced last year, set to bring you tonight's contest between the Raiders and Wildcats. Interesting series dating back a quarter of a century. 25 meetings between these two clubs. Rush has won 14, Minster 11. There have been 10 games decided by 7 points or less. Rushi's won the last four. Minster won the previous five. Minster returning quite a bit of height and experience from a year ago, including 6'8 Cole Albers in the middle. We've seen the Rushi Raiders play. It's a club that's got promise, Chuck. I like the looks of the Raiders. This team's going to only grow and grow and grow. How will the 6'4 and 6'3 players, Voisard and Bergman, do against Albers? That's a key in tonight's game for certain.
Well, they got to make sure that he's not catching the ball in a scoring position, so you can't let him catch on the block. You got to push him out. He's stronger than they are. That's the problem. But they got to use their weight. They got to use their body, and they got to keep him from catching the ball. And secondly, when a shot goes up, you can't just turn and try to find the ball. You got to find him, put a body on him, and then go get the rebound. So that's going to be the task for Rushi tonight.
Cooper Emberfirth, 12 points in Rushi's setback to Jackson Center, a game we covered here on ScoresBroadcast.com. and three threes for Carter Haney earlier this year in a Rushi loss at Bodkins. There is firepower. There is size. Limited experience at the varsity level on this Rushi team, as you will hear from head coach Devin Lindbergh in just a few minutes. We also had the opportunity to talk with Mike McClure, 10-year head coach at Minster, midweek at practice, and we'll share that interview with him. We'll share that with you shortly as well. Crowd still filtering in. Both teams on the year, 1-2. Each club a little stale, a little rusty at the outset of the campaign. Unfortunately, the last couple seasons, Chuck, Minster's had to open Midwest Athletic Conference play against Delta St. John's. Also had to play them in the tournament last year. And in two of those three games, Delta St. John scored 70. Last Friday night, 64 in beating Minster by 20. No shame in losing to Minster, a team which is D7 again this season. No powerhouse Rushi Raiders club like a year ago. The path would seem to be in place for Delta St. John's after the first of the year of the 2026 tournament.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're right. Rushi had a strong Division IV team for 2 years.
Yep.
Division VII last year. But I have not seen the Ewers get play yet. I want to get a chance to see that whole group of young men this year.
Yeah, and 20 feet, 25 feet, 30 feet, they're all mid-range jump shots for the the oldest of the Elwer players, coached by the dad.
Yeah, that's always a good thing.
So much fun to be here at the Rushi Gym. Brand spanking new a year ago. We loved it. It was filled to capacity contest after contest in the 24-25 season, which ended with Rushi going 29-0, winning the state in Division 7. That was a special boys basketball team, so much like that Fort Laramie girls team that won it in 21. Fort Laramie girls state championships in 13, 15, 21, and 24. Rushi went to the state Final Four 2 years in a row. And doggone it, in D4, had to go up against that team from up around Cleveland called Richmond Heights that was a D1 team in disguise.
No, they were not even in, it wasn't a very good disguise. And the thing that I will give them credit for, they wanted to play in a lower round. They wanted to play Division I, Division II, but you got to play where they put you. And Rushi probably gave them the best game that they had 2 years in a row in the tournament.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rushi had a scant 1 or 2 point lead early on fourth quarter in the two state semifinal losses. What I could never figure out, Chuck, was how in the world did the Southwest region meet the Northeast region champ 2 straight years in the state semifinal? Why wasn't it rotated?
I'm not a huge fan of the OHSAA. I don't think there's, some of them ran it for the right reason. And the kids pay for it.
JV game in progress. It's a good one. 28-23, Rushi leads with 6:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Rushi up 5 in the JV game over Minster. Well played. Some good shot making going on. And some future varsity players out here on the court in this preliminary contest. Francis Schulze and Rushi offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are probably play in the middle at the post. Cole Albers, averaging 15 points, 10 rebounds in 3 starts for Minster. He'll be guarded by Michael Voisard and Grant Bergman, who stand 6'4", 6'3", respectively for Rushi. That's the matchup. Can they keep him off that low block so that he's not in good scoring position when he catches the ball every single time down the floor. Those are the key building components of tonight's game, opening the doors to success for these two clubs. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze and Rushi will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, last year, Rushi was victorious here, or I should say at Minster early on in the campaign by a score of 55-40. That game wasn't decided till early fourth quarter when Rushi pulled away. That, in fact, was one of the tighter games Rushi played all season long 1 year ago. A 15-point triumph over Minster as the Raiders won contests by an average of 21 points night in, night out. At 23-24, Rushi won by 30, and won by 23 and 22-23, won by 27 and 21-22. And those victories by Rushi followed a five-game win streak by Minster from the 17 season through 21. As I said, Rushi leads the overall series of 25 games by a count of 14-11. Rushi Raiders so far a two overtime winner against Fairlawn back on November 28th, 53-52. Lost to Botkins 48-38. Rushi was in that game till early fourth quarter when a rash of turnovers bit the Raiders. And then we covered the game on Friday, December 12th, when Jackson Center downed Rushi 46-39. A game Rushi led by six at the halftime break. Meanwhile, the Minster Wildcats have lost on the road at Wapakoneta and on the road at Delphi St. John's. A home victory against Jackson Center. I should say that game was at Jackson, 64-47. Minster won its opener on the road on December the 5th. We'll return with more interviews with the head coaches, Mike McClurg of Minster, Devin Lindberg of Rushi, when we come back on scorersbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Hello once again. Welcome back to Rushi. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Devin Lindbergh, head coach of the Rushi Raiders in his first year, tutored under Spencer Cordonier the last couple. Devin was at Ansonia for 8, head coach for 4, also had a year assisting with Corey Britton at Fort Loramie. We spoke with Devin a week ago. He talked about his roster and the lack of experience on this year's edition of the Rushi Raiders boys basketball team.
We don't bring back any varsity experience, but these guys are really learning how to compete at the varsity level, learning to play the game with each other, and just learning how to compete against guys older than them, and just figuring out the game. And it's day by day, and the guys are getting better and better each practice, and we've seen them just make strides each week in practice, and it hopefully continues. As far as the starters go, Cooper Umberfirth, 6 foot senior. He's kind of our leader. He does a little bit of everything for us. He scored from the inside, outside. He rebounds really well. Just a great teammate. Just the kind of guy that you want on your team. The kids just look up to him. And again, he's the leader in the locker room, and he does a little bit of everything for us. Grant Bergman, 6'4", sophomore. He can kind of do a little bit of everything as well. He can really get going on the inside. He can also get going on the outside and shoot the ball a little bit for us. He rebounds well. He's got good length. He affects a lot of shots on the inside. Matty Scubo, he's kind of that guy that'll do the dirty work for us. He can rebound really well. He defends. Will guard just about anybody ask him to. And he can get the ball and go to the hole as well. So, and when he gets going on the outside, he's pretty dangerous. Cash Grojean is a 6 foot junior guard for us. He'll run the one, he'll run the two. Can really get it going from outside. He's got a nice little pull-up jumper, and he gets to the rim well, too. And a lot of nights I have him guarding the best guard. And so far this season, he's done a really nice job for us on that. And then Pax Bixler is our point guard, 5'8 freshman. He has been phenomenal for us, just able to step in. And he's actually a very good leader for a freshman. He will do it whatever we ask him to do. Controls the pace of the game. And for his size, he really defends well for how big he is.
This year's key performers off the bench for the 25-26 Rushi Raiders.
Coming off the bench, we have Michael Voisard, who is a 6'4 senior. Michael hasn't played since freshman year, but he's made some strides for us. This is his first week actually being back healthy. He had knee problems all preseason. Rebounds like a monster, affects a lot of shots, and he's just getting better and better scoring on the inside, and he can step out and hit a 3-2. He runs the floor really well. It takes about 5 steps to get down the floor. Malachi Bortz has come off the bench for us. He's a 6 foot sophomore, very good slasher, can get to the rim. He defends the ball really well. He's been tasked with guarding their best player both games so far, and he's done a fantastic job of that. Also coming in is Carter Haney, who's a sophomore. Really nice shooter for us. He's been asked to handle the ball a little bit, and he's done a great job of that. Again, the defense has to know where he's at, because in both games he's filled it up for us. He can get really hot, and he's just getting better and better as well.
Man-to-man or zone on defense, what's your strategy offensively?
We like to. Haven't been able to yet as much as we would like. We're man-to-man primarily, and we like to get going, and we run a lot of motion. We run a lot of ball screen stuff, and just look to get going downhill and then get kick-out threes when we can.
Words of Devin Lindbergh, first-year head coach here at Rushi. Michael Voisard at 6'4", has come off the bench in previous games. He gets the starting nod tonight as Rushi will use his height against 6'8", Cole Albers of Minster. By contrast to Rushi, the Wildcats are pretty experienced, according to head coach Mike McClure.
Senior league group, yes, two of which, Cole McClure and Cole Albers, have a lot of varsity experience. Both have been playing since their freshman year. The rest of the group is fairly new to the varsity level. So we're getting our feet wet there, and obviously we've got our first few games, our first 6 or 7 games are very tough. We started out with Jackson, and then we went to Walpole, both on the road at Delphus last Friday, as a heck of a battle. And then obviously we
last year, had some nagging injuries. What's his health like, and what's your plan for getting him the basketball?
Yeah, he's been getting, we've been getting him the ball. I think he's averaging around 15 a game right now, just slightly under 10 rebounds. So he's having a pretty good start for us. He's playing more patient in the post and, doing a good job of staying patient down there and watching the doubles come or not come and how he needs to handle it with the ball in his chin. So he's done a great job so far, and I think we've done a pretty good job getting him the rock.
Your club's always been blessed with very good three-point shooting.
Yeah, so far this year we haven't shot it well. I'm not worried about that. I think eventually we will. Cole and Andrew, and then we get a couple off the bench that can shoot it too. So putting that around Albers is a heck of a thing for us.
What do you think about this year's edition of Rushi, a young team? 10 or 11 seniors graduated last year from the 29-0 club that won the state in D7.
Yeah, there's nothing on film for them this year. They played a couple games, but it's all been Shelby County. So we haven't really seen them on film, but we did go watch their Bakken's game, and I was impressed with them. They're young. They're little at the guard spots, but they play really hard. They play together. They know how to play the game of basketball. They're competitive. They fight. Fight every possession. So they start a Bixler kid at point guard, and he's very skilled. The Grogene kid's very skilled. There's a Bergman kid that's really athletic, and there's a Gubo and an Underfirth that both are pretty good athletes. And then they've got a Haney kid came off the bench again, Buckins, and nailed three threes, and he's got a pure looking stroke. So I think they're a force to be reckoned with, and we're gonna have a battle on our hands tomorrow night.
Mike McClure, head coach at Minster. He's a Versailles High School grad, a graduate of Thomas More College, 10th year here at Minster, succeeding Mike Lee a decade ago. Mike was the head coach for 23 years at Minster, and for much of that time, Coach McClure was the right-hand man for Coach Lee. This is the fourth straight road game for the Minster Wildcats to start out the campaign. Minster is at home this coming Friday night against St. Henry. We'll return with more tip-off to start the varsity game about 15 minutes away. Rushi Minster here on ScorersBroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhardt Homes in Botkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnipple say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhardt is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhardt can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhardt Homes.
Corey Eisenhardt was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhardt Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhardt kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhardt.
You will too, with all your heart. In Botkins, EisenhardtHomes.com. EisenHardt. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
It is noisy here at Rushi. We're about 11 minutes away from the tip-off of tonight's game between Minster and Rushi. Scoreboard clock ticking down. Opening of the contest is just around the corner. I wasn't watching, Chuck. How the JV game close out? Who won it?
Rushi won it by 10. It was a pretty good game. They had Rushi had a lead at halftime. Minster came out, scored the first 10 points of the third quarter, took the lead, but then Rushi countered and came back. And they won 10 or 12 points.
And some good, quick athletes on the floor who could shoot the ball.
Absolutely.
In that JV game, each club looked very well coached. In addition to this Minster at Rushi rescheduled game tonight, the New Bremen boys are at Fort Loramie. Jackson Center girls are at Minster. So Minster girls, Minster boys are playing on the same night thanks to the reschedule of the boys game from this past Saturday. On Thursday, three girls contests in the Shelby County Athletic League. Fort Loramie's at Anna. We'll have that game for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Botkins at Jackson Center. Houston's at Rushi. On Friday night, big boys game, Anna at Botkins. We'll have that contest. Fairlawn's at Fort Loramie, Jackson Center's at Houston. And in girls action on Friday night, Riverside plays at Fairlawn. I think that's accurate. I don't believe that is an SCAL website misprint for Friday night. Riverside girls at Fairlawn. In the Midwest Athletic Conference tonight, girls basketball. Marion Local meets Spencerville. As I noted, Minster is playing Jackson Center. Boys action tonight, New Knoxville at Ada. And as we noted earlier, New Bremen from the MAC is at Fort Loramie. Of course, Minster is here at Rushi. On Friday, a full tilt of MAC contests. Coldwater boys at Delta St. John's. Parkway against Fort Recovery. New Knoxville plays Marion Local. St. Henry's on the road at Minster. And New Bremen meets for sales on Friday night. I'm Jack along with Chuck. We'll have starting lineups just around the corner. More from Rushi. Raiders and Wildcats. Boys action tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The wings and chunks are saucy and crispy.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Back at the Rushi High School Gymnasium, Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and the on-site food pantry, to name several. Shelby County Veterans Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. And for more info, you can visit the website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural. Or look us up on Facebook. You served our country, and we are here to serve you. Chuck, I was watching Cole Albert shoot free throws down at the left end of the gym for several minutes, and he is 6'8". He's halfway to the basket on his follow-through.
He's got those bright orange shoes on, too, so he ain't going to be able to hide from anybody.
That's for sure. And Rushi somehow, some way, has got to keep him under 17, 18 points. Limit him from getting easy ones. They can take shots from 8 or 10 feet out if possible.
Right, you try to limit where he catches the basketball. That's the key. If he catches it down on the block, you're in trouble.
Right.
So you need to push him away. And he also, he'll go out there and shoot threes on you, too. So you can't quit on him when he goes out on the perimeter.
Hey, we're a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply in Minster. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools' academics and our schools' athletics, which have been highlighted by ScoresBroadcast.com for 20 years. Through Scores Broadcast, Fox Supply continues
continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply in Minster for nearly 50 years and one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. Hey, we currently produce over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. We're production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of your products, and we offer assembly and warehousing too. Production support always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. That's productionsupportinc.com. We promote Scores Broadcast. Production support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service. At Production Support, your job is in the bag. Starting lineups are next. Opening tip upcoming. Rushi Minster tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. CURLYSmeats.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And don't forget, Osgood Bank with a new location in Rushi. It happened this past spring. Osgood Bank in Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and in Osgood. Osgood Bank, do well, be good. OsgoodBank.com. Playing of the national anthem is next. Then we get started. Rushi and Minster tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Up here are your starting lineups for tonight's game for the homestanding Rushi Raiders. Maddox Gubo open to the wing, 6'2", a senior. Cash Brogine out front, 5'10", and a junior. Paxton Bixler at the point, 5'7". He is a freshman. Cooper Underperth starts, 6 feet tall, a senior. And Michael Voisard gets the nod, 6'4", and a senior. Opening five for the Minster Wildcats, attired in the road black orange numbers, will include the likes of Andrew Wiss, Andrew Kettner, Carson Kaler, Cole Albers. Noah Schwederman is out ill. He is not starting in this game tonight. Cole McClure, the coach's son, is at a guard. That's the opening five for Minster. They turn the lights out on us as the Rushi Raiders are being introduced. I'd like to remind you about one of our great sponsors on Scorers Broadcast, Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. And Schaefer Oil offers these same customers gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business that started back in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer. And the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane, pleased to take part with ScorersBroadcast.com and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie, energy for today and for tomorrow. Rushi in the home white, blue numerals outlined in gold. Minster, black from top to bottom, as I noted, orange numbers. White piping down the sides of the jerseys and shorts. Opening tip to start the game is won by Cole Albers at 6'8", and Minster. It starts from right to left on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Cole McClure has got the ball in the right corner, drives below the basket. On the arc to Andrew Kettner for three. Missed everything. Weak side rebound down to Underperth of Rushi. Up ahead to Pax Bixler. Bixler between the rings. Picked up 25 feet away by Andrew Wiss. Ball handed off to Underperth, who dribbles down the left side. Straight away it's Bixler. At the elbow on the right, it's Bergman, who takes his man into the paint. And sliding over is a Minster defender to force a travel on Rushi. Yep, we played 42 seconds. Haven't had a shot hit the rim yet. One was taken at Minster. McClurg into the forecourt. Deals right side to Kettner. Straight away it's Wiss. Outside the arc on the left, McClurg. Uh-oh, down inside to Albers. From 5 feet away, left-hand shot goes in. And that's that good shooting position, Chuck, that you said the Raiders have got to deny.
Yeah, if you let him catch the ball down there, you're in trouble.
Right. Unreferred counters with a foul line J. No good. Short off the rim. Rebound Minster. Forecourt. Straight away Kettner. Let's go a bomb. Yes. You can count it. Andrew Kettner, the senior. He can throw it in from distance. He drilled that one to lift Minster to a 5-0 advantage. We played 90 seconds. Unreferred 25 feet away for Rushi. Gets a screen from Voisard. Doesn't use it. Leaves it behind him for Bixler. 25 feet out, Voisard. Now Cash Grojean, top of the circle, foul line. Left-hand jumper, good. Nice play. Cash Grojean on the move. Pulled up and poured in the shot.
Good job of going vertical and not floating. That's how you make shots like that.
5-2, Minster. Albers in the post. Throws left corner to a teammate. Long bomb, Kettner again. He's got it. Couple of triples for Kettner. Boy, Rushi's got to find him. 8-2, Minster. Rushi fumbles the ball at midcourt, gathers it back. It's Unreferth. Down the left side to Grojean. Gets a screen from Bergman who rolls. Ball fed to Grant, baseline right. And he's bumped on the play by a Minster defender. Common foul, ball out of bounds below the rim to Rushi. 8-2 Minster, 5:31 left in the first. So many thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Long-time sponsor, founding sponsor in 2006 and 7. Rushi with a good inbounds pass, cutting to the rim, catching and scoring. Right in front is Grojean, who hits his second consecutive shot.
And he avoided Albers on that shot, got it up underneath him.
Amazing move by Grojean of Rushi, 8-4, as Grojean made the field goal, rolls the free throw around the rim and off, rebound down to Minster. 8-4 Wildcats, 5:20 left here in the first quarter. Loose ball, midcourt, scrum for it, and coming out of there with it for Rushi is Voisard. Down to Grojean, back to Voisard. Shot short, hit the rim, caromed away. Minster followed it into the corner and collected it. Here come the Wildcats to the timeline. Up 8-4, 3 minutes gone here in the opening period. Here's Wiss, pick and roll down the right side for teammate Carson Kaler. 5'10 sophomore. Ball throw left corner to McClurg. And he drives into a cluster. Shot short. No good. Good defense by Rushi. Rebound down to Bergman of the Raiders. 8-4 Minster. 4:40 left opening period. Under Firth straight away. Deals to Bixler. Now outside the arc is Grojean. Elbow on the right, Bergman. Cross court skip pass to the three-point shooter. It is in and out by Voisard. Oh, a tough break. That ball disappeared below the iron, but you can't count it. Oh, it was a heartbreaker. Look at that drive. Kettner took it the last 30 feet. He was not stopped. Andrew Kettner, 8 points for Minster. Dazzling drive with a long up-court pass. Timeout called on the floor. 10-4 Minster, 4:16 left in the first. On scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCalle manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCalle, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCalle proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. Scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center.
Impressive starts in this game for Cash Grojean of Rushi and for Andrew Kettner of Minster, which is on top 10-4. We played nearly half the first quarter. Rushi Raiders won the last four meetings between the two. Prior to that, Minster won five straight.
as the clubs have gone through cycles of outstanding basketball talent over the past decade or so. Rushi attacking to our right. Boisard's got the ball at the elbow left. Elbow right to Bixler, swings top of the circle, leaves it behind it to Boisard. Boisard wants to shovel it off to Unverfurth, who left his spot, and the ball goes into the first row. 3:50 left, opening quarter, 4-0, or I should say 10-4 in favor of Minster. Ball being walked up and over the timeline by Beckham Steffi, who's checked in, 5'8", sophomore guard for the Minster Wildcats. Straight away it's Steffi, who backs up, uncorks a three, short, no good. Rebound right corner, Albers runs it down, can't get to it, it's off the court. Last touch for the Wildcats. Rushi possession with 3:33 to go in the first. 10-4, 6-point lead, Minster. Here is Bixler to the timeline. Bixler being checked now by Steffi. Ball thrown left corner, Unverfurth. Boisard high left, brings Albers out with him. Minster in a man-to-man defense, Chuck.
Yep.
Dribble drive into the lane. Grojean twists and turns. Fadeaway lefty, shy of the mark, no good. Rebound Minster. Long throw to Kettner from the left corner. He missed the shot. Showing he's human, Kettner a little strong on that one, but then he comes right back to make the pick. Interception, Kettner hit midcourt. Hands to the trailer, Albers. He sets and shoots. Yes! Cole Albers, the big man. It's 6'8", a high-arching triple. 13-4, Minster in the lead by 9. 2:40 left here in the opening period. Unverfurth fakes right, goes left, gives it up to a teammate on the arc, Maddox Gubo. Ball given up baseline left to Bixler. Back to Gubo on the cut. Foul against Minster. Chuck, the Wildcats have been getting down the floor in a hurry, very hasty fashion, and they've taken jump shots immediately.
Well, they're getting the ball to Kettner. They're getting the ball to Albers. That's their two best scorers, so they're doing a nice job. They have all the points.
13-4, Minster, 2:25 left, opening quarter. Rushi with possession. Carter Haney, 5'11 sophomore, gives it up deep right corner on the play to Unverfurth. It's swung on top to Haney. Now Cash Grojean. Grojean's got two hoops for Rushi. The 4 points for the Raiders garnered by him. Ball revolved around the top of the circle. Haney goes far left wing to Grojean. Grojean behind to Gubo. Gubo backs down, foul line, hits a cutter in the paint, it's Unverfurth, doesn't shoot. Ball goes back to the arc, it's Haney. Here's Boisard, takes a look for three-point land, swish! Good-looking shot by Michael Boisard for Rushi. 13-7 Minster, minute 40 left, opening quarter. Albers, deep right corner, drives in Boisard, powers to the rim. Good deed by Boisard. Albers overshot it for point-blank range. Rebound Rushi, Grojean down the floor. Grojean against Albers. Albers out on him at the moment. Minster switches in the paint, goes to Boisard. Back to Grojean for three, short, no good. Rebound loose below the rim, Boisard's got it. Hands to a teammate, 7-foot bank shot, Unverfurth, a little too heavy. And the rebound is jammed out of bounds by Rushi. Raiders had a good chance. Had options down around the basket. Couldn't get it to fall. Michael Boisard gets a break for Rushi. He's played well here in the opening 7 minutes. Minute to go, first period, 13-7 Minster. Midcourt, Beckham Steffi. Albers has it, elbow left for Minster. Gives it off to a teammate who fades into the lane. It's McClure, and he makes the shot. Good-looking jumper, twisting, turning, fading back, a 14-footer. Cole McClure, head coach's son, knocks it down, 15-7. Minster in the lead by 8, 40 seconds to go first quarter. Unverfurth out of the left corner for Rushi. Shoots it off the flange. Strong rebound on the inside, but Gubo blocked on the play. Loose ball in the paint. Bergman picks it up, and he puts it through. Good follow by the Raiders. 24 seconds left, opening period. 15-9. Minster in the lead by 6. 25 feet away. It's McClurg as Minster plays for one. Clock is down to 10 seconds to go. Albers comes out, sets a screen, 25 feet on the floor. Ball dealt to McClurg, and we got a violation against Minster.
Yeah, he carried the ball. That was a good call by the official. You don't see that called enough.
And when you turn the corner, Chuck, and use that palming violation to your advantage, it's got to be whistled.
It has to be, because it is quite the advantage if you don't have to dribble, if you can just run with it.
Uh-huh. 5 seconds left, opening quarter. Quickly, Rushi. Midcourt, it's Grosjean. 1 second to go. Bergman fadeaway shot, 25-footer. Hits the top of the backboard, no good. And the first quarter closes. Minster enjoys a six-point cushion. 15-9 over Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
15-9, Minster over Rushi as we get set to start the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hey, do you have a short-term or long-term feeling of pain or discomfort? Well, you can improve your mobility and well-being with Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 102 East Main in Rushi. Talk with Dr. Katie Bargey about a plan customized for you to restore your overall wellness. Restore Physical Therapy treats all orthopedic and neurological conditions and provides balance and vestibular rehabilitation to assist restoring your overall function, strength, and agility. Restore Physical Therapy also performs dry needling services and running gait analysis. Rushi starts the second quarter with the ball. Fadeaway shot in the lane, but Grosjean no good. Rebound left corner, Bergman. Shot deflected. Minster comes away with it. McClurg barges down the floor, stopped by Gubo, head of the key. Gives it up to Parker Kerrigan, who's in, 6 foot junior. Now McClurg goes and gets the loose ball at midcourt. Here's McClurg on the bounce, driving hard into the lane. It is banked, it rolls off, no good. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders into the half court. It's Grosjean. Nice. Grosjean feeds a teammate, baseline left. Oh, a nice dribble drive laid into Malachi Borchers. In off the bench, the 6 foot soft gets two.
Took it to the basket, drove around Albers and used the rims, though Albers had no chance to block that.
A very adept play by Malachi. 15-11, Minster by four. We played 90 seconds here in the second quarter. More about Restore Physical Therapy for you in just a moment. Top of the circle, Steffi, dribble drive, knocked loose. Loose ball, baseline right. Picked up on the play by Dominic Meyer, who's in for Minster. Overshot the 10-footer. Rushi took the rebound and blitzed down the floor, down to four. A chance here to cut it to two. Bergman backs his man down in the paint, nearly walked. Gave it up on the arc to Haney. 25 feet away. The ball goes to Gubo. Now Cash Grosjean. Top of the circle, Gubo behind the arc on the left. It is in the hands of Malachi Borchers, setting it up straight on. Haney, 15-11. Minster by four. 5:40 left in the second. Baseline drive, Grosjean. He's crowded near the rim. Partially blocked, but a piece of the wrist, though, by the Minster defender, sending Rushi to the stripe. Two free throws for Grosjean. Restore Physical Therapy in Rushi. Formal full name, Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness.
talk with Dr. Katie Bargey about a plan that's customized to restore your overall wellness. Restore Physical Therapy enables your initial consultation to be made without a doctor's referral, and we work closely with your physician to best serve you. Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. Contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 710-8744 and let Restore restore your well-being. A couple of free throws dropped in by Grogi and Avrushi, 15-13 our score, as the Raiders have climbed back within two of Minster. Opening 2.5 minutes here in the second quarter. Here is Minster finally, after several minutes of not getting it done, throwing it inside to Albers. Rushi's on his back. Pretty good job by Rushi so far on the 6'8 man for Minster.
Yeah, I mean, he's got five, but that's... They're doing a really nice job of not allowing him to dominate on this end.
Exactly. Inbounds pass by Minster to Albers, 7 feet away. A looping half hook, dances on the iron and goes through.
That was just a nice move. If he's going to make that, there's nothing you can do about it.
Nope, not a thing. Well done by Cole Albers. He gave Minster a 4-point lead. Quickly, Rushi down the floor, a long launch. Boisard's three raises the iron. Minster's got the board. Rushi had cut it to two, 15-13, with a bit over five to go here in the second. Albers baseline left, backs his man down. Oh, he didn't get away with that walk. He shoveled both feet, and the outside official was in clear view of it.
Yep.
So were Chuck and Jack.
I tried to blow my whistle. It's not working tonight.
4:49 to go, second quarter, 17-13, Minster. Wildcats have had the upper hand. Rushi has scratched back into this game, down by just four. Here's Voisard, 25 feet away on the left. Oh, my goodness. Long three-pointer, Bixler. 28-footer, bullseye. Bingo for Bixler. 17-16, Minster up one. Head coach Mike McClure of Minster feared the outside shooting of Bixler, who made three threes for the Raiders against Jackson Center. Countering is Cole McClure. One-on-one fadeaway, foul line extended right. A beauty. What a shot by McClure.
He's a strong kid, and he uses that to his advantage.
Well, he's going to have a good senior year, I'm sure. 19-16. Rushi down three. Bergman in the lane against Albers. Pivots. Doesn't shoot. Gives it up on the arc to Bixler. Bixler to Borchers. Here's Bixler again. Foul line jump shot. Wide right, no good. Rebound volleyball to Albers. Here comes Minster. McClure outside the arc. Puts it on the deck. Foul line. Now the right side of the lane. He grinds his way into the post area, and he draws a two-shot foul. That's the strength from McClure, Chuck, that you were addressing seconds ago.
He got away with a little bit of a carry that time, but he is one strong kid.
Now, you can't catch all of those carries if you're the official. Free throw McClure is good. 20-16, Minster by four. 3:37 left in the second. I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio in parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. It's O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, and it's in big demand, offering tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge at O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Both free throws good by McClure.
Made them both.
5-point advantage for Minster. Here's Bergman in the lane, pivoting, lays it up short, no good follow, good by Underford. Good tally by Cooper. He would not be denied on the inside. He stuck to it and got the follow-up attempt to go. 3-point game, Albers down low, left-hand half hook over Voisard, no good. Rebound Albers, foul Voisard. Crowd's complaining, and they might have a little reason to. It looked like on the rebound of the Albers miss, he might have gone over the back, or is he just that big?
Well, he's 6'8", so you know you can go over top of somebody without making contact, and that's all. That's you don't want to punish him just because he's 6'8".
Right. Very high arching free throw. Good by Albers, who was fouled in the act of shooting. 22-18 Minster. 3:01 left, second quarter. O'Reilly Machine Tool always accepting job apps in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level posts. Contact us online, O'Reilly, OREILLYMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Albers went 1 for 2 at the stripe. The lead is 4 for Minster, 22-18, 2:40 left to go here in the first half. Deep right corner with the ball. It is Gubo for Rushi on top to Underfirth. Rushi within 4. Looked early on, Chuck, like Minster might be able to push this out to a 10-point halftime lead, but Rushi has played stubbornly. Buccaneer would cut it to 2. Underfirth guarded 25 feet away by a defender. McClure, ball lobbed out inside, low left. It's Gubo in traffic. Muscles up his shot from short range. Knew he would be fouled, and he was, and he gets 2. Nice job by Rushi to eventually eyeball Gubo low on the left. 22-18, 4-point lead Minster. Rushi can slice it to 2. 2:11 to go here in the second quarter. Gubo shoots and hits. 22-19, Minster by 3. So pleased to have a couple of Rushi sponsors with us, about whom we just spoke. Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. Talk with Dr. Katie Bargie about a plan to restore your overall wellness at 937-710-8744. And O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi, accepting job applications. Gubo hits twice at the stripe. Rush is within a bucket. 22-20. 1:50 left. First half of this game. McClure gives it up in the right corner to a teammate. Back to McClure on top for 3. It is online but short. Loose ball rebound far corner. And it's guarded by the Raiders. Good play by Voisard. He hustled after it. Fed it to Gubo. Now to Bixler. Left wing is Cash Grojean. Coming out to catch, Voisard. Low post in the left, Underfirth. He pass. Shook free, got around Albers and scored. Good entry on the play with the Raiders.
Perfect entry.
We are tied up to 22-22. A minute 16 to go, first half. Here's Minster on the bounce. Beckham stepping to the lane. Hits a cutter driving to the rim. Shot is up and good by Carson Kaler. It hung on the iron forever. Whistle blew. It tickled the twine, went down through the netting, and he's at the stripe with a 3-point play chance. Minster broke the tie, went up by a bucket. Kaler at the free throw line to stretch the lead to 3. Head coach Devin Lindberg of Rushi playing a lot of people. So is Mike McClure of Minster. Probably 9 or 10 from both sides have been on the floor. Taylor's foul shot's too strong. Underfirth boxes out well to get the board. Up the floor it goes to Bixler. Now Underfirth, 60 seconds to go, first half. Minster by 2. Bixler 25 feet out. Dumps it into the post to Underfirth. He's got a man on him. He's no bigger. Spins, and hits. Underfirth down low. As Rushi did a nice job keeping Albers away from Cooper on the shot. And the clock has momentarily malfunctioned. It's noticed by the officials, and we've got a break in the action.
We had this problem a little bit during warm-ups that the clock on the left and the one on the right went out of sync.
That one says 40.7 to go in the first half. The other one says 1 minute to go. 24-22, the proper score. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Owner is Deb Gubo. Stylist Chris Siegel. Renee Mesher and Turner. Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday. Handicapped accessible. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, and we will help you create it. walk into Cutaway, Come Out Styling, Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. The clocks have been synced up. Minster with the ball up to 46 seconds to go in the first half. Coming out to catch straight away is McClure. Puts it on the deck against Umberforth. Foul line extended right. Fadeaway shot strong. No good. Bodies fly in the lane. Push off against Minster. Four fouls on Rushi here in the second quarter. That's the third of the Wildcats. On the fifth, you shoot two. So should Rushi foul in the final 31 seconds, Minster would get a pair of shots. Scoreboard has now been, well, it's wrong at one end, correct at the other.
Yep, the one in the corner down there is the right time.
What is the score, Chuck? 24-22, Minster?
No, it's 24-22.
10 seconds to go, first half. Bergman's got the ball 25 feet away. Gives to Unverfirth. Down to five to go. Handoff on the play to Gubo. To Unverfirth for three. Around it out, no good. Rebound, Albers. And that's how the first half closes. Good finish to the first 16 minutes by Rushi. Rushi's never led. Scoreboard to a left, I believe, is the right one, 24-22. Minster in the lead over Rushi at the halftime break.
24-24.
Yep, I'm wrong again.
I just added it up.
So okay.
We're good.
All right, so the scoreboard to the left is incorrect. That bucket by Unverfirth late in the second quarter tied the game at 24 apiece. I'm sorry, the scoreboard's not aligned. That threw me for a loop. I apologize. Halftime, and it's all even at Rushi. Minster and the Raiders on Scores Broadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats.
Frisch's in Sydney. We're still here, never left, as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, The Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
It is tied up at 24 here at halftime at Rushi. Minster Wildcats 24, Rushi Raiders 24 in boys high school basketball tonight. Don't forget, on Thursday night, it is Fort Loramie at Anna in girls action on scoresbroadcast.com, airtime about 6:20 p.m. And then on Friday night, Anna boys at Botkins in a showdown in the Shelby County Athletic League as a couple of unbeatens in the league collide. Anna at Botkins on Friday night, 6:20 airtime on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime here tonight being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, surprisingly, Rushi has a 16-11 rebounding advantage and 6-2 on the offensive boards. That's a real plus for the Raiders. Each team only turned the ball over three times in the first half. Very good ball handling. 4 of 5 from the free throw line for the Raiders. Minster 3 of 5. They had 4 young men score in the first half. Kettner had 8. Albers had 8. They got 6 from McClure, and then they got a basket by Kaler. They scored 15 and 9, 24 for the first half. Rushi had much more scoring, more people scoring. Cooper Underfirth had 6. Rogine had 6. They got 3 from Bixler, 3 from Voisard, 2 from Borchers, and 2 from Gubo. They scored 9 and 15, and it's tied at the half. 24-24.
I would say Rushi accomplished his mission pretty well first two quarters in checking Cole Albers.
Yeah, they'll be thrilled with giving up 8. I mean, and no real run with him.
Right.
And secondly, I mean, they're out rebounding him. That's pretty impressive.
Halftime score, 24-24, Minster Rushi. Halftime brought to you by Orchard's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction and Botkins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction and Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction and Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building. building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Scores, broadcast.com. Very good. First two quarters, Rushi rallied to knot this thing up at 24-24. I think the scoreboard issue has been fixed. Timing was off on the board there late in the second quarter. Even the point scored off threw me for a loop. And Rushi got it knotted on a late two-point basket by Cooper Unverfirth. 24-24 at the break. Minster with the basketball to start the third quarter. Lead for Minster early on, Chuck, at one point, I think might have been as many as eight or nine. Yeah, it didn't get to 10. Give Rushi credit, a lot of resilience. Raiders showing some sustenance, hung in there, battled back. And we start the third quarter of this game right away as Minster throws it inside. Foul is called. It was dumped down to Albers. And a Raider was on his back. And unfortunately, on Rushi, that's number three on Michael Voishart.
Yeah, he's not scoring a lot, but he's doing a nice job defensively at that end.
Yep, sure is. And, boy, that's the objective of Minster here in the third quarter. They inbound it again. Go right back to Albers. Strong to the basket. Blocked on the play by Rushi. Albers is there for the putback. At 6'8", he scores and makes it 26-24. Here's Albers hedging out top of the circle on defense and running over Cash Grojean.
That's a mismatch in size.
26-24, yeah, Grojean was hovered over by Albers, who squashed him, and Grojean disappeared.
Hey, he was gone. He's back, though. I see him.
Ball thrown into backcourt to Bixler for Rushi, down two. Ball thrown into the post to Bergman. Smaller man on him. Spin move. Left-handed. Got it. Bergman, well done. Over Carson Kaler. Long throw 50 feet down to Albers. Albers in the lane. Hooks it off balance. Missed it. No good. Rebound Rushi. Here come the Raiders. A chance to break the tie. Quickly down the floor. It is Maddox Kubo. Hands off to a cutter below the rim. Unverfirth. He lost the ball. Thought he was fouled. No whistle. Minster comes away with it. On the arc, it's Cole McClurg into Albers. Back to the basket, 15 feet away. Bergman works on him and hacked him on the wrist. Albers gets two. No traveling on Bergman.
Good call.
Or I should say on Albers before the shot. Bergman made him work extra hard, and he moved that pivot foot.
He started to lean into him, and he moved back, and he just shuffled his feet. It's a good call.
26-26 tie. Good start to the third quarter for Rushi.
Unrefer, top of the circle. They work Bergman in the post.
Nice.
A cutter to the rim from the right corner. Grubo catches and scores. Teamwork done beautifully by Rushi. 28-26, Rushi up two. Albers caught it in the lane. Spun some more. Nearly walked, missed the shot. Minster over the back on the foul. Momentum Raiders at the moment. 28-26, Rushi. Well, I like the offensive pattern that's been established by the Raiders down here, Chuck. As they work Bergman in the paint, have a cutter below him along the baseline.
I am really impressed with the coaching staff.
Devin Lemberg, tutored under Spencer Cardon your last couple years. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Common foul on Minster's wrist, 25 feet from the rim. And that's the third on Minster already in less than 2 minutes here in the second half. You get to five in the third quarter, and Rushi will shoot. Unverfurth inbounding to Bixler. Two-point lead, Rushi, 28-26. Gubo on the floor, along with Bergman. Unverfurth, Rojean Bixler. Bergman catches outside the arc, starts to drive. Has it blocked on the play by Kettner. Standout defensive performance by Andrew Kettner of Minster. Well done. Here's a wild pass. Wiss throwing for Albers. Low in the right. Missed his mark. Albers reached out forward. It was wide. Went out of bounds. And Rushi will bring it down the court with 5:42 to go in the third. 28-26. Raiders up two. Minster with a hot start to this game. Jumped out to an 8-2 lead early on, led by as many as 8 or 9. Rushi rallied to even the score at the break. Rushi up 2 with the ball. 2.5 gone here in the third quarter. Bergman at the elbow on the right. Gives to Unverfurth. He turns the corner, shoots at the foul line, and switches it. Unverfurth for Rushi. Four-point lead Raiders.
Only young man that had varsity experience last year for the Raiders.
Albers twirling and whirling against Bergman. Fakes right, goes left, up and in off the backboard. Hook shot from 6 feet away, banked it down. He got it in good shooting position, had Bergman on his hip. Rushi's four-point lead down to two. Baseline drive by Gubo. He is smashed on the arm as he went up strong. He had the angle to the cup, took it to the rim. Foul Minster. Two free throws, Gubo of Rushi. 30-28, Minster up, or I should say Minster down a field goal. Free throw, Gubo, short. No good. 4:47 left in the third. Tell you what, Cooper Unverfurth is nice to have. He is, as you said, Chuck, one man on the floor with some varsity experience from a year ago, multiple sport athlete. He knows how to get it done at crunch time. Second free throw by Gubo of Rushi was good to make it a 3-point game. Minster came down the floor in a jiffy. Powered it inside on the play to the post. And Rushi fouled over the back. And we've got Albers at the line to shoot two. Boy, that's the mission of Minster clearly here in the second half. Albers. Couple of free throws for Cole. High-arching shot is short. No good. Rushi up 3, 31-28, 4:40 to go, third quarter. Second free throw, Albers. He dips the knees, and he's got it. 31-29, Rushi up 2. Kettner made a quick 8 points early on in this game for Minster. Wildcats need to make a few outside jump shots in hopes of freeing up Albers inside. Rushi with a 2-point edge. 4:20 left, third quarter. Bergman, elbow on the left with the ball. 14 fouls on Minster. Bergman's got an opening. Down the lane to the rim, and he's got it. What a play by Grant Bergman. Woo!
Went right around Albers. Right around him.
Like lightning. Here's Albers against Bergman. What a feed by Albers. He hits the cutter. Angling in from the left corner, Parker Kerrigan. Nice dish off by Albers. Couple of splendid plays by each team. 33-31 Rushi. off-balance shot in the paint by the Raiders. Rims out, no good, as Grosjean gave it a good try, but he was spilled while shooting, and he gets two. Couple of shots for Cash Grosjean. 3:53 to go, third quarter. Rushi will shoot two free throws the rest of this period. Shot by Grosjean, up and in.
That was the third foul on Kettner, so he's going to have to sit a little bit.
I get the feeling Chuck Rushi shooting fouls pretty well tonight.
Yeah, they are.
First one by Grosjean was dead center. Second shot hit the rim. Backboard came off. Rebound Minster, trailing by three. 3:45 to go, third quarter. Minster dribbles into the lane, then throws onto the arc to the three-point shooter, and he banked it! How about that? Dominic Meyer, the fine running back of the football team, the 6'1 senior, said, I'll hit the window above the back flange and kiss one in off the glass, and that's what he did to tie the game up at 34. Here's a bad pass by Bixler in the left corner for Rushi, out of bounds to Minster. Yep, the Rushi Raiders had the lead for about 4 minutes of the first part of the second half of this game. And on the Dominic Meyer triple, Minster's not in the count at 34. Final 3:16 of the third quarter of this game. Midcourt with the ball, Beckham Steffi. Now Albers out high. And there's McClurg in the left corner starting to cut to the basket. He stopped. Albers led him. No one home. Out of bounds to Rushi.
Not sure why he stopped. He's going to be wide open down there.
Here is Grosjean to midcourt for the Raiders. Game tied at 34. Final 3 minutes, third quarter, on the arc, Unverfirth. Right corner, Bergman. Bergman sets and shoots over the top of Albers. Short, no good. Rebounded by white jerseys, left of the rim. Minster steals. We got a scrum forward. A jump arrow favors Rushi.
Good hustle by both teams.
Oh, what a heck of a Tuesday night rescheduled game this has turned out to be. 34-34 tie. 2:49 to go, third quarter. Rushi inbounding right of the rim. Thrown right corner to Grosjean. Grosjean head of the key, gives it up to Bixler. That of Bergman, he takes Albers into the paint. Feeds Unverfirth, foul line, no shot. Now Gubo 25 feet out. Game tied at 34. 2.5 to go, third quarter. Rushi carefully working the ball around. Here is Malachi Borchers with it to Gubo, top of the circle. He's got a little crease down the lane. Minster claws it away. It's loose on the deck. And we got a football pile up at the end of the Rushi bench. It is out of bounds. Touch last by Minster. Rushi possession still.
The officials are letting them play. I like that.
That was 3 yards and a cloud of dust.
That was quite the little hit he took on the sideline.
2:11 to go, third quarter. Give and go, pick and roll. Nicely done. Borchers to Bergman for a deuce. 36-34, Rushi. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Minster attacking on the arc. It's Beckham Steffi. Down low to Albers. He goes around Bergman and lays it in. Oh, good footwork by Cole Albers.
Yeah, Bergman went for the steal that time. Didn't get it. Gave up a layup.
Tied up at 36. 1:42 to go, third quarter. With the ball, Malachi Borchers dribbling. Staggers into the lane. On the arc to Bergman. Right flank, it's Grosjean. Albers out there 25 feet away, holding foul underneath the basket, baseline right, I think, on Minster. And guess what? Two free throws for Rushi.
Yeah, just send Bergman to the line.
How about that? Well, you get to five early on in the period, and you're awarded with a couple of free throws. Minster's fifth foul, Rushi to take advantage. Bergman with a pair. It is way short, no good. 36-36 stalemate, 1:31 to go, third quarter. We were tied at the half at 24, a dozen apiece here in these 8 minutes. Second free one by Bergman, one bounce, two bounces, swish. 37-36, Rushi in the lead by one, Minster up and over the timeline. Down the left side, Beckham Steffi. Picks up his dribble, goes to Albers, low on the left. He goes cross court to the three-point shooter. Good from long range. My, oh my, two in a row for Dominic Meyer. That one he didn't need the backboard.
That was prettier.
Oh, yeah. And now it's a two-point lead for Minster, 39-37. Big lift for the Wildcats here in the third quarter. Dominic Meyer has drained a pair of trays. 52 seconds to go in the period. Bergman against Albers, 25 feet away. Handoff on the play to Grogine. 40 ticks on the clock. Grogine starts a drive into the lane, being guarded closely. Flips out back to Albers. Berushi stretches the defense once again. Half minute to go. Third quarter. 39-37, Minster. They spread the floor for Bergman against Albers. He coughed up the ball. It's loose, and Dominic Meyer's got it for Minster. Error, Rushi. Raiders turned it over. Minster tries to capitalize. Up two, into the third quarter. Wildcats play for one. McClure, 35 feet out. Gets a screen from Albers. McClure takes it down the lane, all the way to the rack. High off the backboard, no good. Easy rebound. Albers, just before the buzzer. And Minster takes advantage. It goes up four after three periods of play. Strong drive of McClure. It was almost like a pass off the backboard to Albers on the weak side for the field goal. 41-37. Minster on Scores Broadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fine game here tonight at Rushi. Raiders trail the Wildcats of Minster, 41-37. We start the fourth. It is Gubo, along with Boisard, Unverfirth, Grogine, Bixler, for Rushi. On the court for Minster, it's Albers. Dominic Meyer stays in. He's got the hot hand. Beckham Steffi's out there, along with Parker Kerrigan and Cole McClure. Here we go. 10 seconds in, fourth quarter, 41-37, Minster. Rushi led by three at one point in that third period of play. We got a foul away from the ball as Minster was working at cross court. Is that on Voisard?
That's his fourth.
And here comes Bergman back on the hardwood for Rushi. Voisard out. He's got four.
Only got 19 seconds in here into the fourth quarter before he picked it up.
Bergman and Voisard challenged with the job of corralling Albers on the interior for Minster. It's not been easy. 17 points for Cole Albers to lead all scores. 7:30 to go in the game. Minster up four, working it deliberately. McClure starts a drive, comes back out with it. Gives it up on the play to Steffi. Steffi on the bounce, back to the basket. Now Albers 10 feet away, backs his man down. Dumps it baseline, right corner, and Rushi gets a piece of it. Out of bounds it goes. Good defense for the Raiders. 41-37, Minster. 7:15 left in the fourth. Inbounding in the corner is McClurg. Down inside to Albers. Oh, that's a pretty move. He took a couple of bounces. Took a couple of bounces on the floor with the basketball. And just spun, angled his body around the defender and kissed one in off the backboard. Nice eight-footer by Albers. Countering three ball. Bergman. Good for Rushi. That sliced the six-point Minster lead in half to three. 43-40. Fine move by Albers at one end. And then Bergman comes right back. Long three, Beckham Steffi, 26-footer, Minster. No good off to the left. Rebound down to Rushi. 90 seconds gone, third quarter to Gubo. Streaks past the Minster defender to the rack. No good, but a foul on Minster. Raiders spotted Maddox Gubo, who was late entering the half court. He got up ahead of steam, was fed the basketball, and he took it right to the rim. 6:29 to go. Gubo, two fouls coming. Chance to cut it to one. First one is good. 43-41. Minster's lead is two with 6:28 to go in the fourth quarter of this game. McClurg back on the floor for Minster. Second free throw strong. Rebound snatched on the play by Alvers of Minster. Up to McClurg, 43-41, two-point lead. Minster, we near the six-minute mark, fourth quarter. Left wing McClurg against Unverfurth. That's a heck of a matchup. McClurg takes Unverfurth into the lane, stumbles, and charges on the play. Offensive foul.
I think he just fell and lost it. I think he called it a turnover.
No foul. You're right, Chuck. That was the correct call. Turnover, Minster. 43-41, Minster but two. Rushi a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. Elbow on the left, it's Bergman. Oh, behind the screen, left wing, Bixler, three ball. It rimmed, no good. Rebound knocked off the board. Bergman gets it in the paint. It's stripped on the play. Foul against Minster. Minster fans don't like it. Thought it was clean by Albers. Might have been. Rushi gets the break. 5:51 to go in the game. 43-41 Minster. Two free throws for Bergman for the tie.
I'll tell you what, Cooper Unverfurth kept that ball alive. He went down the lane and knocked the ball off the backboard. Yep. Kept it away from Albers gave Bergman the shot.
Unverfurth played volleyball with it off the window. Couple of free throws, Bergman, high arch, good, and it's 43-42, Minster by one. 19 points for Cole Albers in this game for Minster. Kettner's got eight, Bergman just tied the game, he hit both free throws, 43-43, 5:49 to go, fourth quarter. Beckham Steffi on the bounce to midcourt. Outside the arc on the left of McClurg. Into the post, 12 feet away, Albers backs his man down. Little jump hook, in and out, no good, it rimmed. Tough break for Cole, that was dead center. Bergman snared the board. He's on the romp, up the floor. Game tied at 43, 5:27 left. Between the rings, it is Rogine for Rushi. Being checked by Steffi. Rogine near side on the play to Gubo. Left corner, Unverfurth for three. Unverfurth missed it strong. Rebound right corner, Albers. Unverfurth had a good look. As Minster left him, shot wouldn't go. Here's Minster, top of the circle. Ball knocked away by Rushi. Loose ball, it's loose. Tie up, arrow, Raiders possession.
Boy, I'll tell you what, Gubo, excellent job defensively. Dove on that one and tied him up. And then he said, I need to sit for a second, coach.
I tell you what, both teams
playing hard.
A capital H for hustle. Timeout called. 5:01 to go. Rushi 43, Minster 43 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It is a 43-43 tie. 5 minutes to go here at Rushi. Raiders have the basketball. High post under first. Spins. Looks at the rim. Goes near side to Bixler. He's got an avenue left side of the lane. Drives for the bucket and scores. Max Bixler for two for the Raiders, who take a two-point lead, 45-43. They opened up the floor for Bixler. He did the rest. Here is Minster with the ball deep in the right corner. On the bounce, it is Beckham Steffi, 25 feet away, McClurg. Lob to Albers. He's 18 feet out, now 12 feet out. Takes it to the rim with the left hand, strong. No good, but a foul on Rucci. That's the correct call. Albers gets two at the stripe. I'm impressed, Chuck, with Albers, who's getting the ball occasionally to foul line or further out of the court. And he's displaying very good mobility. Very high arch free throw is good. 45-44. Found the act of shooting. Second shot upcoming. Tell you what, Chuck, A-plus, well-officiated game here tonight at Rushi.
Yeah, well, when you see Kevin Farrell out there, you know you got a good stat.
Second shot, Albers. Bingo, he's got them both. We're tied up at 45. And that's Mr. Trainer, I think, too, on the court.
Yep, he's a heck of an official.
Midcourt with the ball, Rushi Raiders, maybe a wet spot. No, we got a clock malfunction again, I believe. The timing appears to be off. 4 minutes plus left to go here in the fourth quarter. 45-45 tie. Now we're in sync. 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in this game. Here is Rushi with the ball, trying to snap the deadlock. Top of the circle, it is Grojean. Far left wing, it is Bixler. To Unverfirth, coming out to catch Borchers. Low on the right, Gubo, well done play. He hits a man cutting down the right side of the paint. Hooking foul on Minster.
Boy, that looked fairly clean. He must have got a left hand on him.
It is Common, inbounding right of the rim, Rushi. 45-45 tie, 3:57 left in the fourth. Inbounded Bixler, deep right corner, triple. It skims off the rim, no good. Huge board by Albers. Here comes Minster, down to Kettner, quick fire, short, no good. Weak side rebound, Rushi fouled, I believe. Good call by the referee, Rushi, rebounder, knocked a Minster player down. Young man in the black jersey had the position. Wildcats inbounding right of the rim. Game tied at 45. 3:45 to go in the fourth. Lobbed into Albers. He goes to the arc to catch it. Gives it to McClure. Right back into Cole Albers. Spinning, turning, left-handed. Yes, and a foul. Strength by Albers.
Yeah, boy.
All shoulders, arms, upper body. He powered in the left-hander from 7 or 8 feet away right out in front. And he was jammed on the arm as he got the deuce, 47-45. Minster up two. Big bucket by Albers. He's at 23 for the game. Make it 24 for the 6'8 post player for Minster. 48-45. Wildcats with three. 3.5 to go in the game. Rushi down the left side. Unverfirth. Guarded by McClure. Unverfirth wants to drive, can't do it. Fires below the basket to the cutter, Grojean, and he's wild up from the backside to Kettner.
I'm not sure why he's shaking his head. He fouled him all the way across the lane.
That's a four on Minster in the period, three on Rushi. Unverfurth inbound. Baseline left. It goes out back to Bergman. Oh, the team that makes the plays down the stretch is going to win this game. Minter's got a three-point advantage. Huge possession for Rushi, which needs points. Outside the arc on the left is Kubo. 3:07 left to play. Here is Bixler retreating. He's got space, starts to drive, leaves it to Kubo, who enters the paint. On the arc to Grojean. Grojean spots up, doesn't shoot. Back to Bixler. He thought about it. Bixler enters the top of the circle, then back out to Unverfurth. 2:48 to go in the game. Minster up three. Dribbling Grojean in the lane to Kubo, left wing. Albers shuts him off. Now Grant Bergman in the post. Unverfurth goes to work, turning, hitting. Seven-footer, Unverfurth. 48-47. Rushi down one. Minster with the ball. 2:27 left in the fourth. Oh, it's getting tight. Great game. Tuesday night, rescheduled affair here at Rushi. Wildcats and Raiders. One-point game. Minster leads on scoresbroadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw, out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches! Touchdown! Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from Mark. Again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Well, we apologize for that break. We had a cord get kicked by a spectator rumbling up the bleachers, so we missed you for about 15, 20 seconds. Sorry about that. Back to action. 2:16 left to go here in the fourth, 48-47. Minster in the lead over Rushi by one. Wildcats playing possession basketball here at the moment. McClure to Kettner, 25 feet away. The two seniors work the ball. It goes to Steffi. Steffi darts down the paint. Good defense on the play by Rushi. The ball is on the rim. It comes off. Albers is Johnny on the spot to stick it in there. Minster up by three. Wild shot down the lane on the play by Minster. And it turned into a rebound field goal by Albers. He's got 26 of Minster's 50. 90 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Rushi down three. Rushi's done a good job on Albers, it seems, but he's still got a 26-point night. That's a bundle. Bergman in the lane for Rushi. Thought about shooting over Albers, didn't. Rushi needs a three if they can get it. On the arc, Bixler straightaway bomb. Short, no good. Rebound below the rim. Unverfurth couldn't reel it in. Out of bounds to Minster. A minute 13 left to go here in the fourth. It'll be Minster ball when we come back. 3-point lead, Wildcats. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSHub.com.
Well, as we return to action, Minster having difficulty in backcourt getting the ball over the timeline in 10 seconds, utilizes a timeout. Four fouls on each team. Minster leads by 3, 50-47. As I look at the scoreboard, Chuck, the timeout situation, what is it, 4 for Rushi, 3 for Minster, is that correct?
Well, the timeout's left. I don't see how that's possible.
Meaning
it might be.
A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road, and Rushi established its unique brand way back in 1986. Nearly four decades later, A&M Pallet and Rushi serve 200 more businesses across Ohio, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet and Rushi, pleased to take part in promoting our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. A minute to go, Minster up by 3 after the timeout. The Wildcats inbound, and Grojean Ferrucci commits the foul. And now it's a two-shot situation for Minster. That was a fifth on Rushi. Next foul on Minster will send Rushi to the stripe for 2. 54.3 to go in the fourth. Minster up 3. And if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet and Rushi has entry-level positions available on shift number 1 Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. The free throw by the Minster Wildcats is pumped up and in on the play. Boy, that's a big make. Two big free throws, Chuck, by home. Two big free throws on the play by the Wildcats. Carson Kaler came through in the clutch. Down 5. Rushi shoots a long 3. Oh, my goodness. Kubo's shot rattled, and came out. That would have cut it to 2. Kubo was on target. Oh, he didn't have the luck. It didn't stay in there. Minster garnered the board. Good box out by McClurg. Rushi over the back, 38.9 to go. And it's a 5-point game, 52-47. Minster's made a couple of plays down the stretch. They've inched the lead out to 5. Rushi's played hard. Worked this offense nicely, just has not converted. Free throw, no good by McClurg. 5-point lead, Minster. Just under 40 to go in the game. Second shot, McClure, good. 53-47, Minster to 6. Here comes Bixler to midcourt for the Raiders. Gives it up to Unverfurth. Outside the arc on the left is Kubo. Here's a hedge on the play by McClure, and that's an unnecessary foul. That's a two-shotter for the Rushi Raiders.
You stop the clock and you let them score, and that's the only way you could probably lose this game right now.
29 seconds to go. Rushi with a couple of foul shots, and it's in and out and back in for Kubo. 53-48, Minster by 5. Second shot by Maddox Kubo. As Unverfurth positions himself in the middle, right of the lane, in between two Minster players. It's good. Second shot is perfect. 4-point game, Minster leads, 53-49. Foul in backcourt. Steffi will get 2 for Minster. And it's going to be a foul shooting contest here. Minster needs to make them in order to hang on and preserve this win. 53-49, Minster by 4, 24.6 on the clock. Free throw rolling around. It comes off. No good. Deficit is 4. Big free throw here would force Rushi to make a 3 and a 2 to tie. It is wide left. No good. He missed him. Neither shot went in. Bergman down the floor for Rushi. Raiders trail by 4, 17 seconds left. Here's a drive by Bergman around Albers. He thought Cole was going to be there defending. He altered his shot, missed it. Minster got the rebound as Bergman read that one the wrong way. Albers backed off, made sure he was not going to foul. Virtually gave him the two-pointer, and Bergman misguided it. Tough break for him. Rebound Albers. Foul Rushi. 10.7 left. 4-point lead Minster as they try to push it out to 5 and 6 with Cole at the stripe. It's in the air. It's good. 27 for Cole Albers. What a game. It doesn't seem like he's been that dominant, but the scoreboard tells you otherwise. It reads 2-7, 27 points for him. Second shot, no good. Rebound down to Rushi, trailing by five. Gubo, left wing, fadeaway three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound, Albers. Backcourt to McClure. Bad pass, intercepted Grosjean, who misses one from midcourt, and the game ends. Minster survives 54-49 here tonight over the Rushi Raiders, who led most of the third quarter. Nice rally by Minster in the fourth, faced by Cole Albers. 27 big ones. Hey, the Sydney Frisches has never left you. Frisches is still here in Sydney, going strong. Michigan Avenue, west of I-75. We are as popular as ever before. Enjoy those fabulous Frisches favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. The iconic Big Boy, that original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, and that outstanding hot fudge cake, pumpkin pie served right through the Christmas holiday at Frisch's in Sydney. And don't forget the Frisch's Breakfast Bar, open from 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays. Frisch's in Sydney, open till 10 p.m. every night. More popular than ever is Frisch's new dinner menu that features spaghetti, whitefish, meatloaf, chicken pot pie, and more. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. Hey, you'll be all smiles with the super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Customer pricing and financing always. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling too, treating every customer with great service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online too at GeyersInc.com. Minster hangs on to win it. Chuck, let's take a break. We'll return with more. Take a look at the individual scoring when we come back. Minster over Rushi here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
A 5-point win tonight for Minster over Rushi. Raiders battled the Wildcats hard. In the end, Cole Albers was a little bit 6'8" too much for the Rushi Raiders. 5-point triumph for Minster, which advances on the year to 2-2. Rushi now 1-3. Raiders played extremely well all night long, had a very good third quarter of this game. Albers the difference down the stretch, that's for sure. Hey, we are now your new community go-to store. We're Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie. We've gone local. We have found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we've responded. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winners Meats, and more at Schaefer Market. Sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market. And on the other end of Main Street in Fort Loramie, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. You can grab those convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Fort Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today and see all those new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And Schaefer RV Storage is also new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer at Holly at SchaeferOil.com. That's Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-E-R. Holly at SchaeferOil.com. Find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back Program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low prices, plus 1 penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. And by the way, the December Gallon Give Back Program at Schaefer Market assists the Fort Loramie Schools Education Foundation. Minster gets the job done in the fourth quarter. How'd the Wildcats do it, Chuck? Let's take a look at the scoring and highlight our Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue star of this game, brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton and in Piqua. Me, I turn it over to Chuck McBee, who's got a look at the scoring here in this game.
I got you.
A fine fourth quarter for the Minster Wildcats.
Well, yeah, the Wildcats scored 13 in the fourth quarter and held Rushi to 12. 27 points for Cole Albers, obviously the player of the game on the Minster side. He was terrific. They got 8 points out of Kettner Hall early in the first quarter. He only took one more shot. 7 from McClurg and 6 for Dominic Meyer off the bench with a couple of threes in the third quarter. On the Rushi side, they got 14 points from Grant Bergman. He had a really nice game. 10 from Cooper Umberfirth. They got 8 from Maddox Gubo and 7 from Cash Grogene. Bixler came in, score. He had a 3 and a 2, 5. My player of the game for Rushi is going to be Grant Bergman.
And Cole Albers, obviously.
I would say he won the other side.
For the Minster Wildcats, brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton and Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, which sponsors this segment of our broadcast on scorersbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center Food Court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The wings and chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
And welcome back here to Rushi High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Minster Wildcats win by a final tally of 54-49, outscoring Rushi by 5 in the second half. Rushi Raiders took the lead, but 3 or 4 there in the third quarter, played extremely well all night long. Did Rushi outsize clearly, but Minster, Cole Albers was phenomenal. He was dynamite all night long. It seemed like Rushi was doing a pretty good job on him, but Cole still got his points and finished with 27. To lead all scores, but far and away. And Minster's 2-2, Rushi 1-3. A lot of promise for this Rushi ball club, which distributed the ball extremely well tonight against a bigger Minster club. And we look forward to watching Rushi compete in the Shelby County Athletic League, which has girls action on Thursday. We've got Fort Loramie at Anna on Thursday night, airtime about 6:20 p.m. And then on Friday night, Anna boys at Botkins at 6:20 in a big showdown early season in the SCAL. Thanks to our online listeners here tonight, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thanks to both head coaches for interviews during the week. Devin Lindberg at Rushi, Cole McClurg at Minster. Jack Kramer saying good night to you from Rushi, where the Wildcats have beaten the Raiders 54-49.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.